16 years ago, yes, we sort of met and both had an interest in the same thing, which made it really easy. And we started out with six cows and built it up to a herd of 65 and replacing all our own heifers.
And are you rotational grazing?
Yes. So rotational. Manage it, sort of keep them moving. We graze the cows and then have a short rest period and then graze our sheep over the same ground and then give it another small rest period, and then chickens come in after that and they'll graze the same ground, clean it all up and fertilise it, and then it gets a 60-day rest and then cycle starts again.
And why did you decide on Hereford cattle and no other breed?
For me, it was just a personal interest. I just liked their soft, placid nature, and they're easy to handle, and they sort of perform quite well. I won't say they're the best performing animal, but they perform well, and just that easy, gentle nature. That's my main thing.
I guess for me, though, like, my parents had cattle, my grandfather's had cattle, and I was already exposed to them. And yes, I took a personal interest before meeting Josh and purchased my own heifers. And then when I met Josh, we started expanding from there. And like Josh said, the temperament's a big thing for, you know, myself or family, friends or children to be able to be around them is a big thing for us.
And you've recently just added sheep and chicken. Why did you decide to diversify?
This particular farm, and probably the area to some extent, is quite wet. We have a long wet winter period, and so it's not really suitable for cropping or cash crops or anything like that. And we've also, parts of the farm are sort of too wet for the cows through the winter and suited the sheep. They don't hurt it, they don't bog it up, and they sort of don't hurt the pastures and complement the cows. Like, they sort of add that second aspect, I suppose, to grazing, and you can sort of graze it differently with the sheep than you do the cows. So far, it seems to be working quite well.
And as part of producing fresh produce, you're also sort of adding something new.
Yes, we've also just gone into chickens, which has been very interesting. Sort of a completely out of our comfort zone. We know cows, not chickens. So yes, completely, we built our huts, or I built our huts ourselves. So we're running two huts, so two lots of chickens, 300 chickens in each hut. And we're using them to, well, diversify, but we looked at it more for the soil health, and using the chickens for the soil health and to complement sort of the fertilizer side of it, and getting rid of your little bugs and grubs that you don't want in the ground. And that was our initial reason for looking at the chickens, and also that income as well, to sort of help with the income on the farm. So,
and with the chicken, are you looking at egg production, or are you also looking at chicken meat?
No, just the eggs at this stage. I think we'll stay at just the egg production. I think the 600 chickens is sort of, we'll just stay at that. We sort of don't want to make them any bigger, not at this stage anyway. And just to complement, yeah, the sheep and also the cows, and run the three all together, and hopefully it'll help the farm thrive and move forward.
Sustainability and having healthy soil is one of your big focuses as well.
Definitely. It's probably been a thought for a long time. Probably practices have been more recent. Just trying to move away from the synthetic fertilizers and chemical sprays, and if we can do it more natural, I suppose, and be more sustainable. Like, you're not spending money on chemicals and fertilizers if you can do it with another animal or product that gives you the same result.
And you've expanded quite a bit, starting 16 years ago with six breeding cows, now to 60. What are your next plans?
We would like to get bigger if we could. Like, we'd like more ground and probably run more cows. That'd be what we would like to do, sort of improve on our herd and make it better and bigger and stronger, and probably be our main source of income, and then use the other two to just complement our cows.
Looking at demand at the moment, what is it like?
Chaotic. The demand for everything, beef, sheep and chicken or eggs at the moment, there's just a massive shortage of eggs in the state and even Australia-wide, isn't there? Which is sort of, we probably don't understand the concept of it because we're sort of brand new to it, so we don't probably understand where the market's been. So, but yeah, like our beef's selling really well, lambs are selling really well, and the chickens seem to be going quite good too. So there's definitely a demand there.